Is this the season to offer Alec Manoa a contract?
Baseball, Blue Jays, and more baseball. It's the walk-off with Scott Belford and Adam Mack.
This ball is crushed.
The Die Hard podcast for the casual fan.
And another one. My goodness.
Got a little tipsy on Friday after the game. Buddy, I got a story for you. I almost shouldn't even tell this with the Patreon listing because it doesn't shine a good light on me. But okay. I do want to just say that, like, I was very frustrated and the guy was just a complete dick. Anyways, we wind up at this bar after with a bunch of fellow Blue Jays fans. And he's like, if you guys don't leave right now, and we're waiting to pay the bill for it.
Yeah.
He's like, if you guys don't leave right now, I'm calling the cops.
That's not an overreaction.
I lost it, man. I'm like, call the cops. You don't have the balls to call the cops. I'm like, call the cops. Now he's on the phone and everyone's like, is he calling the cops? I'm like, no, he's not calling the cops. He's on the phone with his mom telling on us. We're moving his table. Oh, he's moving his table. Now, this is sort of funny, but what made it worse is like, MLB Mondays. Thank you so very much to the Patreon folks who are watching right now.
Here's the rundown just for anybody that is trying to decide whether they want to skip the rest of this episode or not. We've got Blue Jays stuff. We've got Tommy John surgeries on the rise this season. We've got the disaster that is the St. Louis Cardinals. Wander Franco flipping balls mid-play. We'll get into that. The Rays in general, how good they are. Shohei Ohtani joining Babe Ruth in new fashions every day.
Yes.
And then some cool Kevin Pillar stuff.
Yeah.
Big milestone for former Jay. So there we go.
Dalton Varsho, another great series. What a week for Dalton. The guy he was slumping, man. His average had slipped below 200 as well. Not that batting average is the be all and end all stat. We all know that. But when you're slumping and you see your average below 200 on that scoreboard, man, that is just not a very pretty sight to see. Varsho going deep. He's showing some power, a couple dingers over this series, a couple of doubles, stolen base. I mean, the guy has been nails all week long. A little bit of Dalton Varsho news too. He just fired his agent and is now a member of the Boris Corporation.
Really?
Under that Scott Boris, another Scott Boris client, you know, who Matt Chapman already is a Scott Boris client. Matt Chapman saying the right thing over the weekend, right? He was asked, hey, would you re-sign in Toronto? And he's like, I know both sides are working hard at it. That's not my focus right now. If a deal is going to be made, that's between the Blue Jays and my agent. I mean, what else do you expect him to say?
Yeah.
Everyone, how do you feel about Chapman and his chances? Everyone is so down about Scott Boris. Oh, the Blue Jays have a bad relationship with Scott Boris. But I don't think that's really true anymore. I don't think it ever was.
No, we've been signing Boris clients lately. I don't think that's a factor. I think the only factor comes down to, the money. And like, the Blue Jays have the money to spend. We are going to spend. I don't have any doubts on that. I don't think that we're going to let Matt Chapman walk as an attempt to lower our payroll.
No.
It's just making room for more money for Bo and or Vlad. Or Vlad and or Bo. That's all it comes down to, in my estimations. I think there's got to be conversations with Bo and Vlad. They got to get a real idea in their head, their confidence level to sign both of them. If they're, can I say this? If they extend or even make a generous offer to Matt Chapman, whether he takes it or not, I don't think that's a good sign for both Bo and Vladdy returning.
Yeah,
I would say it's an indication that they're probably don't have $200-300 million contracts in their long-term budget if they're making a big offer to Matt Chapman. Am I out to lunch there? Do you think we can have Vladdy, Bo, and a $150-200 million contract for Matt Chapman at the same time?
I mean, I guess it depends on how this front office views the value of these guys long term when it comes to the back end money they can make for Rodgers. Because that's all, this is all business. Yes, Rodgers is the second richest ownership group in all of baseball behind only the New York Mets.
Do you think that we can spend to the Cohen tax?
No.
Okay. So even if we're a luxury tax team, we still have to put more pieces. Like, we can't just have Bo, Vlad, and Chapman, and then a bunch of scrubs, can we?
No. Obviously, the way baseball is going is you really do need these young prospects, some of them to pan out to alleviate the financial burden of carrying some of these top guys that the Blue Jays are going to need to do, right? So if the Blue Jays are going to be able to lock up Vladdy and Bo, they're going to need to cross their fingers and hope that Tiedemann works out, that Brandon Barriera works out, that they can, like, you know, lean on certain prospects to carry the team with investing very little money into that area.
Here's a question for you that maybe is something we evaluate in more depth on Friday, but is this the season to offer Alek Manoah a contract?
Do you offer him the Spencer Strider?
What's the Spencer Strider? What's the money on that?
Do you want to pull that up? Because off the top of my head, I'm not 100% sure. But I know that one thing that Alex Anthopoulos with the Atlanta Braves has done is done an incredible job of finding the young guys that they want to be a part of their core and locking them up long term at somewhat reasonable rates. Now, yeah, technically he's getting bargains on some of these guys by jumping the line, right? Maybe signing them to long-term contracts like the Rays did with Wander Franco before a guy's 100% proven himself.
So Spencer Strider, it is 6 years, $75 million, $1 million this year, $1 million next year, and then $4 million, followed by 20, 22, and 22.
And basically what that did for Atlanta is it bought his years of arbitration out and extended his free agency 2 years past what it would be. Now, this is advantageous to some of these young players because it still means that they are a free agent by about the age of 30. So locking up these arbitration years is guaranteeing them more money. Yes, it's extending the time until they can be a free agent, but they are being paid well, even if you see they back end or backload a lot of these deals, just like Adam said with Strider there, right? His last 2 years are his best paid years. And we've watched Major League Baseball shy away from signing 30-year-olds, but in the last year, that has not been the case. We just watched Trey Turner sign a 11-year deal. We've watched some of these 30-year-olds lock in long-term, Xander Bogaerts. So maybe it is advantageous to lock up the arbitration years, get a couple extra years. Manoah's a free agent in 2028, so maybe you give him the Strider, you buy out his arbitration, you get him till 2030, and if he walks at that point, hopefully, again, your player development has found someone else to replace him, and you can kind of rinse and repeat. I don't know, man. It's a real risk. It's a risk with Anthopoulos, as impressive of what he's doing is, right? Like, you don't know if some of these guys are going to be misses. Spencer Strider played half a year of baseball, as good and as talented as he is and as incredible as that deal looks now with the season that he is putting together so far. There's risk.
Sandy Alcantara is another one. With the Marlins. He's got a 5-year, $56 million contract. This is a Cy Young caliber pitcher that they've got in Sandy Alcantara. I guess with Alec Manoah, do you think he would even be this? Why does this keep happening with Blue Jays players, Scott, where I feel like now is the time to give an offer to Alec Manoah. Like, hey, you're having a down season. We want to show you that we have faith in you in the long term. Here's a truckload of money. Mm-hmm. But you also have an ERA around 5 right now.
Yes.
So we do want a little bit of a discount. And I just feel like Alec Manoah would be like, pound sand, give me my full value. There's
these Blue Jays and having all this confidence in themselves. It is infuriating, you know? Like, even where are you at on Bo Bichette, Adam? Because the more I watch him, the more I'm like, he's probably my number one target to lock up long term on this team.
Yeah, I mean, well, as it stands,
I'm not saying anything against Vlad. I want Vlad too. I'm just saying, like, man, if you asked me last year, there was no doubt Vladdy was my top guy. I was like, I need Vladdy before anyone else. And as the year has gone on here, I'm like, geez, I don't know. Like, Bo Bichette is a special player.
Yeah. I mean, if we could only afford one. Oh, man. I mean,
do you take who says yes? Obviously, I think.
Like, yeah. Yeah. I guess so. A premium shortstop versus a premium first baseman, I think, is where my math comes into it. I know there are people who would argue, well, he's not a premium shortstop, maybe a premium second baseman, but.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't think Bo Bichette is bad at shortstop.
No, me neither. I think he's going to be a lovely average shortstop defensively.
And those are hard to find.
Like, yes!
Again, I get exhausted by everybody that's like, oh, we just bring Addison Barger up and he could play shortstop for us. So that makes me want to puke in my mouth. No offense to Addison Barger. All right. Hope you enjoyed this little sample from our MLB Mondays show on the Patreon, Patreon exclusive every single Monday. If you're interested in the rest of this episode, patreon.com/thewalkoffpodcast, $4 a month gets you in there. Today we covered the Blue Jays stuff. We went on for a few more minutes about the Blue Jays and some contract talks there. We talk the dumpster fire St. Louis Cardinals. What's going on there with the catching situation? Does the manager need to be fired? It seems inevitable. We get into all that. We talk the Wander Franco showboating that's maybe gone too far in Tampa Bay. So we touch on that, the Rays in general. Shohei Ohtani, good for baseball or bad for baseball? The answer might surprise you. Anyways. Thank you so much for watching this and for even considering supporting us on Patreon. So appreciate it, and go Jays go. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Walk Off Podcast with Scott Belford and Adam Mack, with a new episode every Friday.
Oh, with a drive. Cheese and crackers.
Shows to pitch to him. Long move. Thanks for listening.